say anything. He glanced at the overturned boxes, the pile of underwear to the left of her feet, the bare-strung clothesline, the box on her lap.
Getting rid of some stuff? Good day for a garage sale.
She did not turn to face him as he gave her a strange look and walked into the house. She counted how many breaths it took before he thundered down the stairs and out the door to stand in front of her. I'm sorry, she said coolly, coming to her feet. She gestured gracefully around the lawn. There's nothing left. Clutching the strongbox beneath her arm, she walked down the driveway and into the street.
After a while, I couldn't remember whole pieces of you, as if part of the punishment was a recollection through a filter that grew hazier with time. On certain Sunday mornings when I dreamed you, I could not picture what your teeth had looked like or the exact curve of your jaw where it fit in my hand.
With a fury that surprised him, he turned his face into the bow of her neck, trying to commit to memory this softness and this smell. I love you. She smiled, that crooked little curving of her mouth. Now don't you think I know that? In the end, she had struggled. He wore the scratches like a brand. But he had held the pillow to her face, calmed her by whispering.